From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama, according to a report in the New York Times, is expected to announce that he is setting up a panel to study how to deal with and reduce budget deficits. Mr. Obama, during his State of the Union address, is also expected to discuss that he wants to freeze the salaries for White House aides and appointees across government. Similar action was taken last year. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says President Obama's partial budget freeze will show that he's serious about controlling the deficit.
We are investing in what we believe is important to invest in. We are cutting in programs that we think that have outlived their usefulness and that need to be cut.
Gibbs says the freeze may not reap huge savings, but he says it is important. The Congressional Budget Office says the deficit will reach $1.35 trillion the current fiscal year, slightly lower than the record $1.4 trillion posted in the previous fiscal year. Toyota has announced that it will stop selling several vehicle models temporarily because of accelerator problems. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET has more.
Toyota says it's suspending sales of the Corolla, Matrix, Avalon, RAV4, and some Camrys, along with the Highlander, Tundra, and Sequoia. The automaker says it's making the moves to ensure customer safety and restore confidence in the brand. The company says a mechanical problem with the vehicle's accelerator pedals could make them become stuck in a partially depressed position. Toyota recalled 2.3 million vehicles last week to fix the problem. The suspension of sales has pushed the automaker to stop producing vehicles at five plants in Indiana, Kentucky, Texas, and Canada next week to assess and coordinate activities. There's no word on how long sales will be put on hold or exactly when production of the vehicles will resume. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
There are still parts of Haiti's earthquake-ravaged capital city where people say they aren't receiving any help. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
We drove through streets where every house had collapsed. People showed us bodies that are still visible, trapped in the rubble, but there's no way to remove them without heavy equipment. The smell is overpowering, and people are very fearful that the stench and the rotting bodies will spread disease. That's not true, but people believe it, and it adds to their anxiety and their stress. Neighborhood people are burying or burning bodies whenever possible, and they showed us several sites with mass graves. They've been taking injured people to the hospitals on their own. They're trying to recover as much as they can from the rubble of their houses, but that's a very dangerous job because the wreckage is so unstable.
NPR's Corey Flintoff in Nacional, a hilltop neighborhood community in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. This is NPR News. In Oregon, voters have approved two ballot measures to tax the rich and corporations to help close the state's budget deficit. The closely watched bills are designed to raise more than $700 million and to avoid layoffs and program cuts. Smokers on the island of Guam may be paying the second highest tobacco tax in the United States. From Hawaii Public Radio, Kayla Rosenfeld explains.
The U.S. territory of Guam has approved a bill to increase the $1 tax on a pack of cigarettes to $3. If signed into law, Guam would tie Connecticut for second place behind Rhode Island for the highest tobacco tax in the nation. The current tax on chewing tobacco in Guam is $3.50 per pound. Senators have proposed raising it to $21 to put equal pressure on all tobacco users. Lawmakers say the intent is to decrease smoking-related illnesses on the island. According to the bill, Guam has the highest rate of adult tobacco use of all U.S. states and territories, and it's also the most common cause of death. Money raised from the bill would be made available for health agencies, substance abuse awareness programs, and public safety programs. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.
The U.S. Transportation Department has imposed a ban on sending text messages while operating a bus or truck on interstate highways. Violators could face a fine of more than $2,700 and possible criminal penalties. There are already laws against texting while driving in 19 states and the District of Columbia. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood acknowledges that enforcing the restrictions will be difficult. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.